Mike. B-O-4, ULP. Kilo Oscar 4, Uniform, Mama Papa, and monitoring.
Xander, KN4, TFW.
Today.
Now, on my way home.
What's been up to today?
Their standard work, ordering parts for the factory so they can keep running.
I do for a living, so, yeah, that sounds like an interesting job. Do you enjoy it?
Pretty good. I used to work on machinery and everything, and that's all I've ever done. But now that I'm a little bit older, it's nice to not have to work so hard, you know, just do a little bit of work on the mental work on the computer.
Is your name Ken, correct?
That is correct.
Look up your name and call sign in my logbook so I'd be able to remember it. It's just there's so many people on the repeater, it's hard to remember all their names.
It is. How many are you up to in your logbook?
61.
You're making good progress.
I'll slow down a little bit since, you know, after I've got to, been on the air, I've, you know, pretty much talked to the same people more and more, so progress has slowed, but I'll probably eventually get to 100.
There. Yeah, as soon as you get your, you know, a 10-meter radio going or your general license and a different radio, it'll just take off.
Wait to get on 10 meters. I have an HF rig. Just need to get the antenna, and then I'll be on up and on 10 meters.
So I was on 10 meters over the weekend, and I heard people out in Washington State, just like me and you, talking right here.
Also been doing good over the weekend then.
You'll find on 10 meters when conditions are good and everybody finds out about it, man, there'll be somebody all over, up and down the frequency.
Well, sounds really fun to be able to talk all the way to Washington. Wow, is that just from, well, that's just from radio to radio with no repeater.
It's 100 watts and an inverted V wire.
The 100 watts, just, you know, I said I need to get the antenna, but it's a nice, pretty nice radio. It's a classic, but yeah, I can't wait to get on the air with it.
We enjoy it. Mine's a basic radio. Don't have a lot of bells and whistles on it, and that, so no waterfall. You have to, you know, hunt for the signals and tune them in, so it helps you learn.
Mine is not fancy either, but, well, I don't know, it's not bells and whistles either, because it's old, you know, so you have to do everything by hand, and, you know, it doesn't really even have, like, a digital screen. It has, like, digital numbers, but the WR meter is not a digital, it's only the numbers, and other than that, I mean, it's just switches.
Be long to figure it all out. KN4 TFW.
4 ULP. Yeah, I've, you know, kind of played around with it without the antenna. Like, it's 27 point something megahertz. Without even the antenna, I get, like, the squeak on it. You know, I've kind of played around the switch, and, you know, I can, like, get, like, different tones.
Just, you know, just a wire to it and be able to listen. You know what I mean? A long wire or whatever, and at night you won't be able to transmit on it, but you should be able to listen.
Do you just, like, stick a wire into the antenna hole, or what?
Yeah, I don't know how to tell you how to hook it up. That's not my expertise. Electronics is not me, but I know that, you know, just a long wire and that, you should be able to do it. One of the other guys here on the frequency should be able to help you out with that.
Not with that is, you know, if I have to solder something, you don't have a soldering iron, so I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd have to, you know, get one of my grown-up friends who has a soldering iron to be able to help me out with that.
Station.
Mobile antenna, and just they can provide it there. and hook it up like that if you're just going to play with it. Sandra?
Yeah, that all I need is a mobile antenna?
Just get a cheap 10-meter mobile antenna and you set it right beside the radio and hook it up. If all you want to do is, like, listen to it.
Plan to actually, transmit and not just listen. Another ham operator's enemy borrow an antenna. I just need to get the coaxial cable for it and, then we'll set that up. So it won't be too long until I'm harnessed up with the antenna. I just, I'm excited to get out on 10 meters.
Oh, radio? What kind of radio do you
use? Old radio, it is a 10-tech.
Radio. Some 10-tech sounds good. I got an old one over here. It's Kenwood CS 820F. It's got the fuse in it and everything. You have to dial everything in. That's going to be cool for you.
It's a nice radio. I like the classic look of the older radios, over the newer radios.
Yeah, Kenwood, that old one. I got a ICOM 718, but I like that Kenwood also.
Yeah, the one that I have, I don't have to reduce, so that's it works nicely, so I just have to wait to get into it.
Y'all get back together there. I just thought I'd jump in there and just something easy for you if you just want to listen to it and everything. Just get you a mobile antenna, screw it in the back of it, and just see what you can pick up. This is KJ4HYC. I'll be clear.
Before you go, you said you just need a mobile antenna. So could I just screw in my 6-foot J-pole antenna to my HF and be able to listen?
Be able to pick up something. You should be able to pick it up. Just don't put no microphone on it.
It will not damage my radio if I take my J-pole antenna, 6 foot, screw it into my HF radio, and unplug the mic and don't transmit, and it will not hurt anything?
An antenna there. It might not be the right one, but you'll be able to pick up stuff, listen to it.
Antenna is tuned to 2 meters, so I don't really want to. So are you sure nothing will happen?
It's not going to transmit. You transmit what messes up your radio, your receiver and everything. It's just receiving off the antenna. You're not going to mess that up, I promise you that.
I have to play around with that because, I don't have a mobile antenna. It is a stationary antenna, but it should be fine, and I'll see what I can pick up.
That candle was there when I didn't have an antenna. I just picked out one of these mobile antennas, stuck it beside the radio, and plugged it in, and just went through the band to see what there is on there. You got one of those pieces of band. Heart's content.
Is my J-pole is not wired. It is like a copper pipe. So it's like a hard copper J-pole antenna.
Antennas and antennas. As long as you got that BL-259, you just screw it in the back of it. You'll be good to go.
Well, I'll see what I can pick up, that'd be a lot better than it just, sitting right now, so I'll try that.
You take that microphone off there, you don't want don't want either your brother or sister or somebody picking that thing up, then it would be messed up.
I have it, you know, plugged into the wall and plugged into the power source, but everything's off, and whenever I even turn on the radio, I just always unplug the mic. And, well, I'm, you know, getting excited to try to see what I can pick up, so I guess I'll sign off here. So, 7S3, so it's nice talking with you. KU4 ULP, and I'll be clear for your final.
ULP, KK485C Shane. Good to hear you. I'm glad you enjoying the ham radio there. 73.
TFW. Yeah, Alexander, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you can have it. People have it hooked to a wire fence, and it'll receive as long as you just don't transmit.
For NUE.
KN4TFW.
TW, I'm afraid that boy is gone. He's already unplugged that J-pole and put it on the back of that HF receiver. He didn't even sign out.
You're right. We got him excited. He's going to stick that thing on there. I think he could probably take a piece of wire, you know, skin the end and stick it in the back and make it work.
Oh boy, it ain't gonna take him long. He's gonna get this figured out, ain't he?
he done caught the first thing. He said, I got to go.
He can listen to something that's radio to radio and not over the repeater. He's on it.
How long is it gonna take him to look at that microphone over there laying on the bed and then look at that mic jack on that radio? I wonder how long that's gonna take.
Need a Santa Claus for an antenna. What do you think?
I gave the boy enough wire to when he got ready to build one. I told him to give me a holler and I'd help him and his dad build him an 80 meter or whatever he wanted to do, you know. But I mean, he's got the wire, he's got the SO239, he's got everything he needs. But I would have to wait and see what happens, I guess.
He's bought my wire up there at the Wireman, and he had one of those mystery antennas already assembled, and that's what I got.
One of those out here, too. But I listened on it for, a couple months, and then I do a lot of stuff up on 80 meters, so I built one and took the mystery down, but I'm happy with it. It does exactly what I want to do. It's not the prettiest antenna, but, you know, hey, it works. KO4NUE.
It's got that mystery up there. The tree took it out one time, and I soldered it back together, but it still works good enough to get all the way to Australia, so it don't get better than that on 100 watts. KN4TFW.
You're right. Let me get my logbook here. I hit Australia, a VK2UGB. On 14.219, I don't know, about a month ago, I guess, on that antenna. So, yeah, it does a good job.
Give me a dedicated 20-meter something that I can aim, and I feel like I can do a little bit better.
I'm excited if I get to North Carolina.
I hear you. Yeah, me and Andrew, we got to talk on 40 meters that other day, and we're pretty close, so that was impressive.
He's lucky you just don't jump right over one another, but, you know, me and my cousin, he lives 50 miles away. We've been trying on 40 meters for a while, and we just can't do it, but we can move right over to 80, and it just, you know, snaps right into place, so I don't know. I guess I guess that's the magic of it all.
My 10 needs to be just a little bit lower. What do you think?
Yeah, probably. Probably so. But, you know, so many things you can do to them. It's just, you know, if I go out there and hook my meter up to it, and if I just look at it, I mean, all I got to do is look at it, and SWR changes. If I look the other way, it changes. So, you know, hey, it is what it is, and, you know, as long as I keep it under what I need to, I'll be all right. But I don't mess with it too much, but, you know, it's fun working with it either way. KO4NUE.
I understand that for a digital handheld, so we'll see how that works out. Maybe I'll get into some digital, and Patrick and Andrew can help me out some there.
Well, this is Bud. I'm going to head on out. I'm filling out some QSL cards and try to get them out in the mail first thing in the morning. So you be safe and have a Merry Christmas, bud. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear.
All right, 73, you have a good one. Merry Christmas and stay safe, and I'll catch you another day down the line. KN4TFW.
K4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform, Lima Papa, and Martin.
Great process. Did you get it hooked up there?
4ULP, yes I did.
Anything?
Really, I didn't play around with it too long. There is this whine on, like, 27 point something something megahertz, and it made no difference with or without the antenna, and, you know, I tried playing around with the different switches, and, you know, I could get it to, you know, like, be a little bit louder and, like, softer, like, change tones a little bit, but, you know, nothing there. I don't know if it's, I don't know what would be causing that or not.
Does it got a 14 megahertz, 28 megahertz, and 7 megahertz? Now, does it have that on your control knob there?
I pick from is 1.8 megahertz, 3.5 megahertz, 7.0 megahertz, 10.0 megahertz, 14.0 megahertz, 21.0 megahertz, 28.0 megahertz, 28.5 megahertz, 29.0 megahertz, and 29.5 megahertz. And in between those, you know, you can scroll it around and it'll have different frequencies in between.
Thank you. When you get back on there, turn it to 14 megahertz. That's a 20 meter band. And just scroll up through there. You should be able to hear something on 20 meters. Because 10 meters is the 28 megahertz there. So you probably won't hear nothing on 10 meters right now. You get on 20 meters and you should be able to hear something.
All right, scroll through probably 20 megahertz. I don't know. Probably again, you know, I don't know if I'll do it today because, you know, I have to adjust my wire and my whole shaft just, you know, to get the HF close enough to my wire because I have a limited amount of wire for my 2 meter in the shaft, so, you know. HF is on one side of the desk, my 2 meters on the other side of the desk, and I barely have enough cable to reach my 2 meters, so, you know, I have to, like, untape it from the wall and, like, get it to stretch to the tent or to the HF.
I understand. I do understand that, but, yeah, just like I say, during the daytime, everything, the 14 megahertz or the 20 meter band there, they usually in there pretty good, and 40 meters, that's the 7 point whatever megahertz. That's the 40 meter band there.
I saw those. I'm pretty sure my radio does the 40 meter band.
I'm not here there first.
Enter KN4TFW.
4ULP.
Meter in your shack.
Thank you. iPad.
Yeah, that'll work. If you go to a website called DXHeat, there you can click on there and it'll show you, it's a spotting network, and it'll show you, some people will be spotting and it'll show you what frequencies they're on, and you may can tune over there and hear them.
DXHeat, correct?
Roger, roger.
At a break now.
For, you know, more for long distance, it'll show you other countries, but on 10 meter, South America usually comes in all the time.
I'll try to look that up right now.
I'm in the driveway, so I'm going to have to let you go, so I'll say 73, and I hope you get figured out and get to hear something on that radio, and that is definitely going to be a good one. And you have a Merry Christmas, if I don't get to talk to you again, and I'll catch you on down the log, KN4TFW 73.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Have a good one. KU4ULP, and I'll be standing by for the other station.